Someone has to feed him, carry him, clothe him, move him to keep him from being covered with bed sores, clean him when he soils himself. He will never know the sense of independence we prize so fiercely. Nothing can be done medically, no surgeries, no rehab programs, no treatment centers. There is no way to contribute to society. Anyone in this man's condition has to go through life as a beggar, be laid by the side of the road, be dependent on people dropping coins beside him to live another day. He dreams. Sometimes in his dreams, he has a healthy body. He walks and runs, does good work, is married maybe, and plays with his children. Then he wakes up and looks at the ceiling of a room he can never walk out of, looks at the body that holds him prisoner, looks at the mat that comprises his world, and knows he will never be free. He has no money, no job, no influence, no family, and seemingly not much of a future. His as-is tag is 3 feet wide and 6 feet long. What's he got going for him? He has friends. He has amazing friends. He is in one of the killer small groups of all time. In one sense, this whole story takes place because of his friends. Without his friends, he never makes it to Jesus, never gets healed, never gets forgiven. All these things flow out of some very wise decisions made years ago to have great friends. Choosing community. You should know that for the man in this story, the development of these friendships did not happen accidentally. Because of his physical condition, the deck was stacked against friendships emerging here at all. His as-is tag was very visible. Even in our day, people who wrestle with physical challenges often say that the most difficult obstacles they...